Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Jason and I were talking about Christmas trees and live trees and how he and his family had real trees. And when I was growing up, we had real trees. And I think I'll talk about that a little bit on Monday. So Monday I'm going to be solo. Frank is going to be with his family, and I'll be teaching from 5-Minute University, the book, and a lot of lessons, and they'll be applicable to all of our lives. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Wow, what an interesting holiday season we're having, huh?
Well, I just learned that it looks like Israel just blew up Gaza, you know, the tunnels underground, just blew it up, you know, just in time for Christmas, the holiday season. I can't believe it. I mean, they just detonated, and it looked like a huge fireball, so it must have been, and it looked simultaneous. It wasn't like boom, 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 you know, down these this tunnel. It looked like a massive, massive discharge, and I kind of wonder what would be involved in an explosion that large. And what comes to mind would be nuclear, you know, small nuclear device. It was a massive explosion. I can't believe it. I just can't believe that there are people in this on this planet who are demolishing the planet. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
Absolutely outrageous. And yet, we're paying for it. You know, the taxpayers here in the United States are funding this.
Yeah, you got dead fish washing up on the beaches of Japan by the billions. I mean, just waves of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, why should we expect any different as they dump the nuclear waste water back into the ocean? We've got releasing wolves into Colorado. That's going to be real good for the ranchers.
Mm-hmm.
And Utah says that, well, we can't kill them, but we will trap them and take them back to Colorado.
Yeah, and, you know, I started broadcasting around 2011. And on March 11th, 2011, there was this nuclear disaster known as the Fukushima nuclear accident. It was a disaster. And I said, this is the worst man-made event since Noah's flood. Now, I'm not saying that Noah's flood was man-made, but I'm saying it's the worst man-made event since Noah's flood. And I believe it is. I really believe that it is the worst event. And who did it? Well, greedy corporations who said, yeah, we'll build y'all a nuclear power system. And you know what? Why don't we just put it right over here, right near a fault line, right on the edge of the ocean? What a great idea. So if anything happens, all the radioactivity will just be diluted by the world's oceans. Class, all of the world's oceans are interconnected at some level. All of them. And then there were people who said, you know, radioactivity, we don't have to worry about it in California. Heck, you know, there's thousands of miles of ocean between us and Japan. We don't have to worry about it. It won't pollute. There's so much water, it will dilute the radioactivity. Well, a week later, we said nonsense. And I believe we were the first ones to call it as it really, really is. A catastrophe, a man-made catastrophe. And within a week, there was radiation detected off California, off the coast of California. It's polluted all the oceans. And Greg, I remember my chemistry professor back in the 1970s, like early 1970s. I'm talking chemistry 101. And he held up, it was a huge class at the university, huge. I'm talking like 550 students in a classroom, chemistry. And he held up this 1-quart jar. And he said, if we put red dye in this jar and fill it up, a whole quart, 1 quart of red dye, and we pour it into the ocean, and we stir it around, and if we could mix it up so that it would be uniformly distributed from top to bottom, left to right, you could take this other quart jar, this empty one, and you could scoop out a quart of water anywhere. Top, bottom, left, right, doesn't matter where, anywhere in the world. And you would get at least one atom of red dye. How about that?
Yeah, it's not surprising. It really isn't. And by the way, California just approved wastewater to drinking water treatment. Directly from wastewater to drinking water.
Let's be clear, Greg. We're talking about sewage.
Sewage water coming right out of your toilets.
Mm-hmm. And I read that article as well, or articles, and they say in the article, and you can look this up, class, they say that they are vigorously going to treat this wastewater. Now, I submit to you, class, that, well, two things. One, you can treat it, and it can be perfectly pure water with Greg's distillation-type system. Absolutely, you can do that. I also submit to you that that is not what they are going to do. They are going to use the equivalent of aluminum sulfate, also known as alum, which is a flocculant, to have the heavy stuff settle down to the bottom of a clarification tank. And they're going to chlorinate it, they're going to treat it with chemicals, and then they're going to sell it to you. And they're going to say, this is tap water.
They'll put it right back into your, right back into the freshwater system that goes to your lawns, that goes to your shower, that goes right to your tap. So that when your little son or daughter comes out and grabs a cup and turns on the sink, I want you to think about that for a minute. Is that acceptable to your standards? I know it isn't to mine.
You know, Greg, when I travel, which is not very often, you know, I save everything. And over the years, we've had some soda bottles here. I'm talking about, you know, the kind you might buy at in a six-pack, you know, with a screw-on plastic cap. It kills me to throw them away. So I save them for all kinds of things. I don't drink soda, but other people do. So when I have the opportunity, I collect those bottles, and I will fill them 90% full of our well water, you know, after I sterilize them, and squeeze out some of the air. And then put the screw cap on and put them in the freezers. We have freezers. And the idea is that the water that's frozen in these soda bottles, and you can use 2-liter bottles as well, the water that's frozen will keep the contents of the freezer cold longer or frozen longer than if you don't have a lot of frozen mass in the freezer. And also, I'll take them with me, one, you know, small bottle with me, on the tractor. I'll take them, with me in the truck. And if I'm, you know, going shopping, I'll have one in the truck with me, and I will drink our tap water. I won't buy a soda. I won't buy a drink that is, you know, because if you buy a fountain soda, it's made with municipal water, which typically has fluoride and chlorine in it. And why would I want to do that? So that's what I do with, I carry my own water. And you know what? I know where it came from. I know exactly where it came from. And I know what was done to it. I know that it's 5-micron filtered, and I know that it is soft water. So not only does it save me, I don't know, what are they, about $1.50 for a soda now at a gas station? Greg, I don't know. I would think it's somewhere around there, right? It's got to be 10 times what it was when I was a child.
Well, let me tell you, I brought a coffee maker to the hotel room that I'm staying at, and in Las Vegas, and I bring bottled water to, to make the coffee with, purified water to be exact, because I'm not doing it. I don't do natural spring water because I don't know what that spring could be coming out of a tap. I want it to be able to carry the label of purified. But anyway, to make a long story short, when I bought a little very fine mesh reusable filter, so I don't have to use the paper filters. And just to rinse that out, rinse the coffee grounds out of that little filter, and to smell that tap water, it's flat out disgusting. It not only smells like a pool, but it also stinks a little bit, like something else. And I don't know whether I'm detecting treated sewer water that goes right back into Lake Mead and then is taken right back out again and put into the drinking water system. I don't know, but I kind of, it almost has a smell like that. It's a bathroom type smell.
Are you saying it has a musty smell? Because I have smelled that out of faucets.
Yeah,
not ours.
I can, just the gas is coming out of that sink when I rinse out that little filter. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I almost want to take my bottled water and rinse it out. I hate to throw that good water back down the drain again, but right now I've got a partner that, and where he's working on a suitcase type distiller that can be taken on a plane or put in the back of your trunk to take with you when you travel.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think that water is really, really important. And, you know, there were some videos on boot camp training, and conservation of water is really, really important because, you know, when you're out in the field and you're in the military, do you really know where your next canteen of water is going to come from? Think about that. We take water for granted, Greg. We absolutely take water for granted. We waste it. We water our lawns. We wash our cars needlessly. We leave the tap running while we're washing dishes when we could turn the tap to less forceful, less volume of water. We waste water. But it's going to come and bite us. It absolutely, positively is going to come and bite us. And if y'all in California, you get a chance to drink some recycled sewage.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, this is just an example of what we've been talking about for years. So Joe Biden's wife, had a press secretary. And the press secretary's name was Michael LaRosa. And Michael LaRosa was staying at a hotel where the president was staying, and Mrs. Biden, during a NATO summit in Madrid. So the press secretary went out on a date. And he tried to take another man to his room. And was stopped by security. So here's what the headlines say. Michael LaRosa, 40, tried to bring people back to the secure floor where the first family was staying during the 2022 NATO summit in Madrid, sources say. The ex-press secretary quit his role a month later following a pattern of erratic behavior, included snapping at staff and allegedly leaking material to the media. LaRosa admitted trying to bring a foreign male staffer back to his room was denied, when he left the White House, but he denied it when he left the White House on bad terms. So that's what the article in Daily Mail says. So you got to wonder, why would the president's wife have a secretary who is an openly homosexual male who goes looking for dates? And this date that he was trying to bring back was from another country. And you got to wonder about pillow talk. And you got to wonder about compromise. And you got to wonder about blackmail. And so would the press secretary of the president's wife, who, you know, the president's wife travels with the president, right? You got to wonder what compromising kinds of things could be happening with someone as weak as this, who is, I guess my word would be, trolling for dates. This is public information in the public domain. Greg, it's outrageous. What do you think?
Flabbergasted. It's just not to see the people up there leading this country. Right. I mean, seriously.
Morals. So there's a picture of this guy walking down the hall, red carpeted hall, and so he's got a suit on. Now, you know what skinny jeans look like, class, right? So it's kind of like
we were on the subject of water, right? And we now know that there's these forever chemicals that are showing up in our drinking water, and as a result of these forever chemicals, including the psychotropic drugs that they give people for depression, the little fish are no longer protecting themselves and hiding, and the big fish are just eating them indiscriminately. They don't even try to protect themselves or hide. Okay, the same thing with this type of people in our government is infecting our country in the same way.
Well, yes, and so this guy's wearing skinny jeans. Now, I don't wear a suit very often, but sometimes I do. It's pretty rare. But I got to tell you, the pants actually go to just almost touching the heel of my shoe. Okay? This guy's pants are shorter than that. They're about 5 inches shorter than that. So his pants barely touch the top of his shoe. So it looks like he's, you know, getting ready to walk through high water. And they're skinny, skinny, skinny cut jeans. Who dresses like this other than flaming, card-carrying, light-loafered people? Unbelievable. Just to look at this guy, it's an embarrassment. But yet, he was her press secretary that followed her around.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Israel is revealing what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. According to Israeli officials, the network includes command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts for top Hamas leaders. However, Israel has not confirmed reports about the initiation of seawater pumping into these tunnels. The head of Colorado State GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot there.
Then we're going to say, okay, fine. We're just not going to, we're going to ignore whatever results you cook up because we don't think it's fair as long as Donald Trump's off that ballot. So we will just elect delegates however we want through the caucus at the state assembly on the 6th.
Colorado Republican Party Chair David Williams spoke with KUSA TV in Denver. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Say, you all have heard those bell ringers, the Salvation Army bell ringers, right? So what goes through your mind when you see these people? You know, they ring their bells at entrances of stores that allow them to be there. And they make you feel guilty for not throwing currency into the bucket. Well, you don't have to feel guilty. I don't give to them. I used to. But over the last number of years, I stopped giving to them. I don't give to a single charity. Not one. Not the Catholic Church, no charity, no organized charity. No, why is that? Because I don't know where the funds go. So about those guys and gals that ring the bell with the red kettle, do Do you know that they get paid? Does that change your outlook? Knowing that the Salvation Army is paying people to ring the bell to ask you for money? How about this? How about there's a gal, I think she still works there. Her name is Barbara Furlow Smiles. She's 38 years old. Facebook diversity manager admits to stealing more than $4 million to fund her lavish lifestyle, including more than $18,000 to a preschool for tuition. So this is a Facebook diversity manager stole $4 million through fraudulent schemes and working with friends and getting, you know, paying them for things that they that were not delivered. And then so Barbara Furlow Smiles got most of the money back. So that's how she was able to steal more than $4 million from Facebook. And then you look at Black Lives Matter, and then one executive, just one, was accused of siphoning $10 million from Black Lives Matter. So the bottom line is, why would anybody, knowing this, give to any organized charity? Why? Your funds go into a black hole. Or why donate to a foundation? You know, like Harry and Meghan's foundation. Who in their right mind would do that? Who in their right mind would give to the Clinton Foundation, the Ford Foundation? Any foundation. Because we know is that they are an account that can be used any way that the owners of the account want to use them. You know,
exactly.
Prostitution,
whatever. Let's just say this. When I see somebody in need and I know that they're in need, I'll help them out.
Okay. I'm with you. I am absolutely with you. If you can help somebody directly, and if you know how that help is going to benefit them, and if you think it is, I wholeheartedly support that. Now, In the past, I've helped people who couldn't pay their mortgage payments. I've helped them with that. I've paid them for them. We've delivered food. Those kinds of things. People who need work, you know, we'll hire them here at the farm and pay them to do work with us. The same kind of work that we do.
Yeah, but I helped a fellow out that after 3 years he couldn't pay his tax the third year. Which meant that somebody was going to repossess his home.
Mm-hmm.
I helped him pay his taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Catch up.
Yeah. And you know, class,
later.
This is the season when you can remember those kinds of things, being kind to others. I think that's a worthwhile thing to do. However, I don't think you need to make the machine any bigger. I don't think, you know, the government will let you give them money. You know, if you want to make a gift to the federal government, you can do that. Who in their right mind would do that? I can't imagine, but there are people who do. So if you can help people locally, if you can help your family, if you can help your close friends, if you can help people in your village, absolutely do it. And that's what we do. That's what we do. So we don't put our funds into a black hole and feel good about it. You know, however,
are you happy with the way your taxes are being treated? Why do you think any of these organizations would be any better? I'm here to say they're not.
Here's a perfect example. Goodwill. Goodwill is a brilliant business model. So Goodwill allows you to donate to them. Give them stuff. Give them things that you don't want. But they decide whether they're good enough for Goodwill to either put on their store shelves with price tags or throw them in a dumpster. So Goodwill has people that work in the back room and make those decisions. Now, if you think about it, so Goodwill gets things to sell for free. Cost of inventory is zero. And yet they charge outrageous prices for them. You would think that they would be kind to their customers.
Yeah, I've got another example. the LDS Church with Deseret Industries taking donations. And I noticed that anything of any real value goes in a little glass chest, and it has a number on it, and they hold auctions for those items. These are things that people, donated to help the needy. It's just, they've turned into a money-making organization. It's all about the dollar, the almighty dollar.
Right.
I don't know what else to say.
And it's not just goodwill. It's Habitat for Humanity. And I've seen the employees. What they do, they have their employees look up what an item would sell for on eBay. So if something comes in, they don't say, well, let's stick a $2 price tag on it. They look it up, and then based on what the retail, the full retail cost is, they'll discount it maybe 60% of that full retail. But this is something that was zero cost to them. Then they have other people who they give things to. So, for example, let's say they have some washing machines and some dryers and some stoves and some appliances. They will give them to people who haul them away, and then those people resell them. So the people who donate to, let's say, the Restore, that's R-E-S-T-O-R-E, they give some of the things away that were donated to them. So if you think, I don't understand. So the Restore is supposed to build housing for, Habitat for Humanity. But yet they have a whole section where they resell paint. If they're building houses, don't they need the paint to paint the houses? They have a section of nails. I mean, boxes and boxes. Hundreds and hundreds of boxes of screws. Why aren't they being used for the houses?
So the good clothing that goes to Deseret Industries, okay? The good clothing, they bag up and they ship to Africa. Now, what do they do with it in Africa? I've seen them. I spent 6 months there. They, for instance, they put those bags on a table and they put price tags on everything. Does that sound like donation?
So who buys them in Africa then, Greg?
Yeah. What's that?
So who buys them in Africa? Africans, I guess, right?
Yeah. In Senegal, okay. I had somebody show me. Look, this is coming from the Mormon Church, and then what they do is they cut the bag open and lay the clothes out on the table, and then the person picks that up and they say, "Well, how much?" And then they give them a price.
My uncle was he served under General George S. Patton in Europe. He was at the Battle of the Bulge, and he's my godfather. He despised the Red Cross. Absolutely couldn't think lower of an organization than he thought of the Red Cross. And the reason was that the American companies would donate, like, coffee to the Red Cross. It would be shipped over. Actually, it would be shipped over on our ships. The Red Cross would serve it to our soldiers. But the Red Cross would charge for the cup of coffee. He despised the Red Cross. It was just like, I guess it's the same model as the Restore. It's the same model as Goodwill. Get the inventory for free and then charge for it. And by the way, at the Goodwill store in Springfield, Missouri, on display are their brand new trailers. I'm talking about tractor trailers, and they had a brand new tractor. They're not hauling these donated items around in jalopies. They've got brand new rigs. Where does that money come from? I guess that comes from the donations that are sold at a profit to buy new infrastructure. And is the Goodwill store a run-down building? Absolutely not. It is modern. It's up to date. It is it's nice looking. And it's expansive. It's amazing. It's amazing. You would think that they would run an operation modestly, low overhead, Spartan building. Nope. It's amazing. And they sell shoes there. For $30-something, $20-something for a pair of used shoes and sneakers. I can't believe how much they charge for clothes. I can't believe it. And we've got a call on the line. Jason, I don't know if... he's got it. Jason's got it. So we've got... Greg, we've got Chris in Florida who's calling in. We'll put him on right now as soon as Jason is done chatting with him. Any comments about what I said? Greg?
Any comments about what?
What I've just said about the profiteering on these items that are donated to Goodwill Resort.
It's disgusting. Just flat out disgusting. Mm-hmm. It goes to show. You want to help someone, help them directly.
Agreed.
Quietly.
Agreed. Yes. Right.
You don't need...
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Chris in Florida, welcome.
Absolutely.
You're on with Greg.
Good morning. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Help people directly. When I've gone to Goodwill, I've noticed how much they throw out as perfectly good and very overpriced. Of course, you can tell that just by walking in the store. And they don't want, like other stores, they often don't want, want anyone dumpster diving or dumpster dipping. And, you know, I'll point out to those kinds of stores that, well, if people had more money, then they wouldn't put you out of business. Maybe they're afraid of folks discovering their corporate secrets, like how much perfectly good stuff they do throw out and how overpriced it is. But, you know, people finding stuff means that they'll save more money in order to buy more stuff at that particular store. And the employee who's trying to prevent the dumpster dipping would actually be paid more. I tell them, you know, you're cutting your own throat.
Chris, we're going into a
cold and flu season approaches. Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig Lesher's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Chris in Florida is still with us. Chris, two questions for you. Number one, this dumpster diving. So Goodwill throws out perfectly good things. I've seen this. And does it make sense to just let all that go to the landfill rather than let people who are willing to sort through it keep it? What's wrong with letting them keep it? And do you have a clue as to why Goodwill prohibits that?
Is he still with us?
Yeah. Yeah, Chris.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I was asking Chris.
Well, certainly. Any store, I think, that prohibits dumpster diving is possibly engaged in price fixing. You know, mm-hmm. an employee who might want to stop someone dumpster diving, ask them if they have you ever suspected that there must be price fixing. I mean, you throw away so much good stuff, you don't mark it down, especially at, I'll mention the local health store does that. They throw away a lot of perfectly good organic poultry, non-organic as well, poultry and beef and fish even. And I only see the beef ever marked down, once in a while the chicken. So, you know, price fixing is where grocers conspire together to not charge below a certain price on a certain item. So say, well, they all agree that to not charge below $3.99 a pound for chicken wings. You know, cops who might try to stop someone from dumpster diving, you know, you can let them know that there's a Supreme Court decision from 1988. Of course, as long as the dumpster is not locked and it's not in an enclosure that's locked, you don't want to be charged with trespassing. The Supreme Court ruled in California v. Greenwood, 1988, that once someone throws out something, they have disclaimed ownership of it. So that was decided as a result of police being able to go and retrieve evidence that was thrown out. So, you know, let them know that on the same grounds that you can search somebody's, and, you know, you can investigate someone by searching their trash, I'm taking stuff and I'm increasing value improving the community's standard of living, giving it away, selling it on Craigslist, for instance.
Yeah.
And that's what I often do. Is, you know, I post things in the free section of Craigslist, including food, and have a list of people. I'll cycle through on my phone, and I'll just search for food, I have in my phone book on my phone, and cycle through a number of folks and give it away to folks at the community garden. You know, I don't have the time. I'll just bring over a huge load of perfectly good produce. I think it's because they keep on getting in a new shipment of produce, for instance, all the time, that they throw out the perfectly good produce. And
I only have a few seconds left. Let me ask you a quick question. What can we do to do a better job here at USA Prepares?
Oh, I don't know. There isn't much to be improved on, but connecting folks, I suppose, that's always admirable to see folks get along better when they find someone who needs something and someone who can provide it. That's what I like to do myself and come across to.
Okay, that sounds like a kind of a local thing. And, you know, we talk about sources of, you know, where to get things and how to. Good quality products, and you know, I do the equivalent of a consumer reports here at USA Prepares. When I find something that's good, I will broadcast that. If I find it's lousy, I'll broadcast that. But it sounds like what you're talking about is a trading post on the radio, and I think that's best served in the local markets. And unfortunately, we are not in a local market; we're in a national, worldwide market. Chris, I really appreciate your call.
Promoting community currencies, I think, are the most.
Okay, we've done that with alternative currencies. We even have an instructor who does that. We're talking about copper tokens minted by Lakota, the Native American tribe. Yeah, we can do these things. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's a tangible form of more equitable commerce media. I also like barter networks, time banks, cooperatives, swap shops, and community gardens. And one thing,
you know, what
the
problem with that is? The problem with that is, Chris, there's no taxes, right? With barter, that's a terrible problem, right?
Well, it depends. Barter networks do report by 1099 form, but it depends on how you price your good or service as to how you can get away with that. But,
well, you don't have to get away with it at all. All you have to do is exchange gifts.
Oh, yeah. Well, directly, right. And on Craigslist, there's a barter section as well. But, barter networks do, you know, report back to the IRS. And another thing is, you know, for the health of folks, we're seeing that people's blood is contaminated who haven't gotten any COVID shots. I think remedies, I'll have to email you, I suppose, things like EDTA, liposomal EDTA, vitamin C, methylene blue. People need to be able to detox.
Yeah, send me an email.
I'm having this issue myself lately. I take a ton of supplements, and that's something I'm having to tackle.
Send me an email, instructor at USA Prepares. Greg Lesher, thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Any 10-second comments?
Well, you know, I know that the dumpsters in the grocery stores, what they throw away, ends up usually going to people's pig farms. Just about nothing's wasted.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Greg, we'll see you next week. Bert's up next, hour number two, USA Prepares.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.